A Witcher Tumblr post by Dina Darling. Amnesia fic, where Geralt loses his memories after splitting up with Yaskier, and he's confused and lost as hell because everyone spit at him, curses him out, and refuses him lodging. He doesn't understand the hate or the fear. It leaves him feeling impossibly alone and afraid. But then he finds those who sing merry tunes at him, who applaud him for his brave deeds and good heart, who buy him drinks and offer him the nicest room in the tavern. They refer to him as the White Wolf and a witcher, a champion. And Geralt thinks that the only way to get his memory back is to hunt down the creator of these songs. But it isn't Yaskier he eventually finds, it's Valdo fucking Marx. And the man is all too willing to take credit of Yaskier's work, all too eager to strum the chords and recite the lyrics if it means having Geralt of Rivia boosting his reputation. And Geralt knows something is off, can smell it, can taste the unnerving feeling as it rests heavily on his tongue. But he doesn't want to be alone anymore, so he just goes along with it. When Yaskier finally comes across them, because the bard has heard about the White Wolf prowling the continent with a new musical bow by his side, which is fine, whatever. Plenty more witches in the sea, and apparently bards too, which, you know, fine, whatever. It's Valdo Marx. It's Valdo Marx. Purely fucking unforgivable. So Yaskier hunts down his witcher, because he can abide Geralt moving on, but not to him. Anyone but fucking him. Yennefer might be a better option. In fact, Yennefer would probably be the only acceptable option. But Valdo fucking Marx? Over Yaskier's dead fucking body. And then he realizes that Geralt's lost his memory, which truly inflames the fury which blazes through his veins, for his darling hasn't moved on. He's been taken advantage of, and that won't fucking do at all. And he finds Valdo and Geralt in a tavern of all places.
Oh, Yaskier, is that you? I thought I recognized the acrid scent of disappointment.
Not today, Valdo. Yaskier interjects sharply, unsheathing his lute like one does a blade. Now step away from my witcher, before I shove this somewhere most unpleasant. Valdo blinks. Geralt frowns.
Your witcher?
Valdo replies with a mocking smile.
You must be mistaken. Clearly this fool is a few crumbs short of a biscuit, but...
Don't you use biscuits against me! Yaskier snarls back. And... Well, that's clearly a sensitive topic, and it's quite clearly telling in the resounding silence which follows. The owner of the tavern takes a hefty step back and arches a brow. So, which one is your bard? She asks, because she only has the one room left, and it's only suitable for two people, and really, she hopes these grown-ass men can sort themselves out soon enough, because she's been working hard non-stop for 9 hours, so...
I am,
Yaskier and Valdo reply, their voices harmonizing in a manner most offensive. Geralt hums and frowns deeper, joining the owner and taking a step back. The air has soured tremendously, and though he's bigger and apparently stronger than these men, he doesn't nearly have half as much as their ferocity. You wrote those songs about me? He asks, unsure and hesitant. The bard certainly does smell familiar, like cinnamon and lemons, warm and fresh, like Geralt could sink into the scent and feel impossibly safe. I wrote those songs for you, Yaskier corrects, his eyes beseeching and wide as he focuses his attention on the witcher. You're my muse, he breathes, clutching at his chest. My dream. You are the reason I get up in the morning. You are my last flickering thought at night, and Geralt, you are more than just inspiration. You're my friend. You're my most precious person. I love you, and I refuse to allow your existence to be tainted by this cretinous scoundrel.
How dare you?
Cretinous scoundrel, Yaskier interjects loudly, who thinks himself brazen for outright stealing my work and then stealing my man? There's a chorus of softly hushed gasps. Geralt's eyes widen and feel his cheeks prick pleasantly. The owner of the tavern arches a brow at him pointedly, to which he can only avert his eyes sheepishly.
Your man,
I am not finished, Jasker snarls, stepping up to Valdo with his lute held tight and eyes blazing fiercely. You think yourself brazen, when you're not but a gutless cur, preying on those who do not know any better and flaunting yourself as more talented than anyone should ever believe. He pants lightly. The tavern is silent, and everyone is on the verge of their seats for Valdo's retort.
You make quite the argument of me stealing Geralt, the man replies, with delicate venom dripping from his words, when he quite happily gave himself to me.
The snarl which erupts from Jasker's throat has the tavern patrons ducking to hide beneath tables and chairs, fearing for their lives, but incapable of fleeing the show altogether. Geralt swallows deeply and wonders if he should say something, but I will garrote you with your own fucking lute strings, you deplorable stain of humanity! Jasker hisses, baring his teeth as his eyes flashed with dangerous intent. I will rip your fucking throat out with my teeth and play myself a little tune on your vocal cords whilst I tear your fucking black heart free of its cage and crush it between your own two eyes. Don't fucking test me, Valdo. Which... Oh. That one, Geralt says, his eyes lighting up as he points at Jaskier. That's my bod.
The end. You can find the author as Dina Darling on Tumblr or Miss Dina Darling here on AO3. There will be links on the post where you found this podfic. Please go and give her some love for this amazing story. I had so much fun reading it and then podficking it later on. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a great day. Bye!